Text numero 21. Does the Cancun Agreement show climate leadership? Just before the final session of the Cancun Climate Summit, the chairman of the 54 world's poorest countries spoke for them all. The objective of these talks has been to mitigate climate change and help developing countries adapt to climate impacts. The situation is extremely disappointing. Concentrations of greenhouse gases have risen at alarming rates, and it is worrying to think of the situation in just 10 years' time. Most of us are already fighting for survival. I appeal to developed countries to do what is right. They have shown economic, even military leadership. They must now show climate leadership. Well, they didn't. They kept the wheels on the bus by reaching an agreement on Saturday, but it is still careering towards the precipice. In the overriding desire to get a deal, any deal, gaping loopholes and ambiguities were left in, dates were left out, and major issues about the final legal form and the emission cuts all countries will need to make were pushed back another year. Take the money. The best news from Cancun for developing countries is that a new climate fund will be set and be largely directed by them under the auspices of the UN and not the World Bank. But the idea that this fund will handle giant flows of new aid which could come after 2020 is wrong. The $100 billion a year remains just a political aspiration, reluctantly agreed to by countries last year, and is not included in the text of the final deal. Same with the forests. Those trying to protect tropical forests from rampaging loggers and corporations won a lot of hard-fought concessions. But questions about where the money comes from to administer the vast scheme known as RED, reduced emissions from deforestation, how it gets to which people, protecting what forests, who will monitor the projects, and what happens if there is corruption, are all unanswered questions. The real test of Cancun, though, was over countries' ambition to act on what science says is needed to avoid runaway climate change. The deal acknowledges for the first time that 2 degrees Celsius is not enough and that a cut in greenhouse gas emissions of 25% to 40% on 1990 levels is what is needed. To have any chance of holding temperatures to even 2 degrees Celsius, countries had to agree to peak their emissions in the next 10 years and then rapidly reduce them. But all references to peaking have been dropped. The battle will be resumed next year in South Africa, but as it stands, temperatures cannot even be held to a 2 degrees Celsius rise. The UN itself and leading analysts calculate that the pledges made so far by 80 countries mean a minimum 3.2 degrees Celsius rise, which for many countries spells disaster. Adapted from The Guardian, December 2010.